Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cunaberti. As inflation and world events unfold, in recent editions of Money Matters, I felt it necessary to cover treasury bills, CDs, savings, and checking accounts, guaranteed annuities, and similar investments that may not have had the volatility or risk of being in the stock market. As uncertainty reigns on Wall Street, down Main Street, and indeed across the globe, some investors are tiring of the stress of being in the market and pulling out of stocks altogether. I really can't blame them. Watching portfolio balances drop day after day can be quite unnerving. It's the reason I have offered up less risky alternatives. Some of these alternatives have some sort of fixed rate of return that attempts to freeze the higher interest rates of today. Others have rates that float, affected by the ebb and flow of the overall interest rates in the economy. More importantly, the investments I have profiled in the past may have also offered some sort of protection of principal versus stocks. Today's higher interest rate returns are due to the Federal Reserve's crusade to increase rates to address inflation. Although today's interest rates are refreshingly higher than what we have seen in recent decades, the problem with today's rates is they may not stay high forever. While they do, however, investors can be treated to some nice returns, and in many cases over a 5% annual return. With these higher rates in place, yet another investment has popped up on my screen that I think is worth considering for those wishing to avoid the stock market, yet target a decent return on one's money. Today's profile is on a U.S. Treasury money market fund that currently yields about 5.2% annually. Investors might think a money market fund is where brokerage firms park your excess cash when you have excess cash in your stock account. But that mechanism typically utilizes what is called a money market account, not a money market fund. Whereas a money market account is generally insured by the FDIC, money market funds are not. Funds are sponsored by the investment company that offers it. Money market funds are typically regarded by most investors as relatively safe investments, but it is possible to lose money because they aren't FDIC insured, nor are they guaranteed by the U.S. government or any government agency for that matter. A quick search on the web gives us this description about money market funds. Unlike stock or bond funds, quote, they, money market funds, have a fixed price of $1 per share. That means your account value shouldn't change other than any growth from your earnings. These funds are intended not to lose money. While all money market funds have the same share price, their yields will vary. Unquote. For example, the popular brokerage firm Charles Schwab offers a variety of money market funds, as do other financial institutions. Charles Schwab has SPIC insurance, which is a standard brokerage firm insurance mechanism, which protects against a brokerage firm going under. But beware, this insurance does not cover the actual investment you might be in, like a money market fund, stock, or bond, if a partial or total default occurs. However, the particular fund I am referring to, being a U.S. Treasury fund, typically invests in securities backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, which is one reason why I am profiling it. The yield of this particular U.S. Treasury money market fund is about 5.2% annually at the time of this newscast, and the yield is based on the previous 7 days. This yield can vary depending on the interest rate environment it is subject to. This money market fund credits daily, and with a par rate of a dollar given the alternatives available, and that its holdings typically encompass securities backed by Uncle Sam, one could do worse. Considering today's markets, the ongoing global events, today's inflation rate, the risk of stocks and bonds, how this fund is constructed in its holdings, its frequency of payout, and the company backing it, investors who are looking for a way to earn a healthy yield yet want to minimize risk in their portfolio might look no farther than this U.S. Treasury fund. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. And remember, this newscast is not meant as investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any securities, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet its staff members or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics 1979 with honors and California Insurance License 034249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station, and everything there is free. My name is Mark Cunaberti, thanking you for listening to your community radio station.